Blog Talk Radio.
We locked in, family. It's a lot. We locked in. New York City, we locked in. Chicago, we locked in. Chicago again, we locked in. Atlanta again, we locked in. Alabama, we locked in. Japan, Tokyo, we locked in. Tokyo.
Peace and life, family. Yo, yo, y'all really rocking with the Vane Vertical over there on the seas, man. So, you know, look, much salute and much gratitude and much love to y'all, man. So, peace and life, man. Y'all over the seas, people, rocking with the Vane Vertical, you know? Really appreciate that, family. You know, we, poured some money into this thing. You know what I mean? Having a good time, you know, and still, you know, still a work in progress, you know. Everything is a stepping stone, you know what I mean? And we're treating every day like it is over here at the Vane Vertical, you know. While and all, we're still here to get a game service. And what they call change ain't certain. Now, I don't know, I ain't saying they ain't perfect, but this truth gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. How y'all feeling out there? Give yourself a round of applause just for being fabulous, ladies and gentlemen. Man, I'm feeling good today. You know, Trump's still under in, getting closer to being under investigation, getting indicted, getting impeached, as you if you will. You know what I mean? I guess we all looking forward to that. I don't know. Don't really make a difference to me. That's a big thing, man. Trump said today, you know, he had a little. I had him up on Twitter today and everything, you know. Talking about the immigration and everything, man. This motherfucker here is off the chain, man. Straight up. That ain't that no disrespect, you know, to Trump supporters and you know, and all this and that. I just don't see it, fam. You know. And you know, this the representation, you know, of the United States of America, man. And I can say, look, y'all, I, you know, if there was ever a time I've been ashamed to say I'm an American. It is today. This is the present. No time like this right now, man. But this is like unbelievable, man. You know, the kind of remarks and thing that this guy says, you know. And you had to hear the, you know, the world leaders had to come out and like, how you denounce a motherfucker from coming to your whole country, man. Like, tell them, like, for the city's sake. We don't need Great Britain said that, right? Like, we don't even want them to come over here. That's crazy, man. But that's what we did, right? America the fucking beautiful. Well, who cares? Who give a shit? Y'all don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. We ain't paying that shit no attention, anyway. Yeah, no. Not paying attention to what Migos and Cardi B don't talk about. I don't think that matter around this bitch. And who won't love and hip hop this season? Y'all gotta excuse me, son. I'm eating some fruit right now. I hope y'all can't hear me, you know, smacking in y'all ear and shit, man. And I apologize. But I'm eating some fruit right now, and it's so delicious and fresh. And that's how we like it. But yeah, man. He posted an open citizenship up for the Dreamers. In 10 to 12 years, CNN reported. So hang on in there, y'all. He going to be long out of office for you, nigga. That's basically what he's saying. Peace and light, Six. How you feeling, brother?
Oh, what's good, man? Hey, look, another day.
Hey, man. Can't complain, bro. I say any day on the vertical is all right, right?
Yeah. I would say man. So. Hey. I'm going to definitely say so.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we're going to have a real interesting night tonight.
We should, man. You know, and then like, you know, you know, the nights, man. And we like to stir it, and I'll just send it as mainly my mom. Actually, I can't wait, you know, y'all, you know, make sure y'all follow and subscribe, you know, to Vane Vertical on the YouTube channel, you know, because we will be, you know, going live, you know, at least one of the broadcasts a week, you know. But I'm actually, got CNN, you know, pulled up on the other mother. You know, and I'm just looking at this shit, and all this shit is about Trump, man. It's just crazy shit he's saying and doing. This is America the Beautiful, man. Just amazing at the time we're living in that this man is the president.
Hey, if that ain't hopes and dreams for everybody, hey, I don't know what it is.
That's what I mean, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, fuck him. Like, forget him. Forget Donald Trump for a second. The fact that, you know, the people argumenting saying, well, y'all voted, we voted him in. If that is the case, what does that say about the state of America? If that we felt like that was the best we had to offer.
Well, granted, hey, look, you're trying to get, I think with any president, it's really out of a person's hand depending on what the situation, what we got going on worldwide. Because, like,
that shit
the world.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like this here. Like, it's too many people hate that guy, bro. Unless it's some real, unless it's some undercover. I'm looking at different factors right now. Unless it's a lot of undercover Trump supporters that just vocally don't like him and all this and that, but they secretly went in there and pushed the button for that motherfucker. Unless it's a lot of those, again, which I can't deny is a possibility. It is an absolute proven fact. Just like George Bush beating Al Gore. Just like George Bush beating John Kerry. You know what I'm saying? It's the same effect, you know, in my opinion. And it is proven even more that shit is rigged. I know damn well even the most craziest rednecks didn't go out there and vote for that motherfucker.
And if you did, you ain't telling nobody about it now.
That's what I'm saying. That's, I don't understand. A lot of that shit is confusing as fuck to me. Man. Like, how is that even possible that that's really where we at? And if that's the case, like, if we decided that that's where we at, and it's starting to tie into the topic of the night so well. This among some other things. A lot of this shit, this thing has so many layers, man. And it's another one of the reasons why, you know, it has a lot of layers. You know, that's the reason why it really pushed me to want to do this podcast.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? To try to, even if not, you know, because I said, look, man, I'm not no fucking scholar, family. I'm just another black brother with an opinion. That's really it. You know what I'm saying? The facts out there, I'm still learning like the rest of y'all. I don't think we would ever stop doing it. You know what I'm saying? But hell, I want to tell you, man, if it's something you know, family, you're listening, feel free to contact me, man. All you got to do is follow the Vane Burdick. You know what I'm saying? All of the above. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, all of that shit, man. We up on everywhere. Just hit me up and let me know where it is. You come up here and share your information with the people. I ain't doing nothing but offering the platform, especially if you got the information. And that's what I want to do, man, get a lot of it out because I feel like a lot of this shit is tying together, man, and a lot of it happening for a reason. You understand what I'm saying? Obama, time was for a reason. Trump following him up was for a reason. You see what I'm saying? This shit been going in the direction it's supposed to be going for a reason. That's why I don't know if any all our listeners listening, if y'all got to check out, you know, the flyout on Instagram, you know, if you have it, you know, you can go over there to the_Vane_Verdict now and check it out. And one of the little, you know, photo clips that I had on the flyer, you know, was saying, like, you know, the Willie Lynch syndrome and all of that, man. And how niggas you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot ain't really changed, man. You know?
Well, I mean, that's what it is. That's why, you know, I appreciate this. It's a great platform for people to what's your opinion? Because ain't nobody gonna hold anything against you for having an opinion.
Fact.
So,
ain't no leaders over here. I'm not. I'm far from that, family. And I ain't trying to be that. We not trying to be that over here. You know what I mean? So guess what? I know the shit that we saying. And cause look what y'all done did to the black leader. Y'all, black people don't like leaders. You know, I'm starting to know that all of them get assassinated and don't nobody uproar. They go to jail. Don't nobody break them out. And when they die, when they get assassinated, they crackers do kill them. They die broke. And them families don't have no money and shit. So I don't want to be no black leader. I just want to let you know the truth and let you make your own decision and try to move from there. And I feel like that can only be my part. And that can only be our part up here at Divine Verdict. And that can be the ugly truth. And, you know, the truth ain't always
you
easy, family.
You can't handle the truth.
Especially when that shit right smack in your goddamn face. You know what I mean?
Hey, a lot of people run from it. Hey, you lose friends. You know what? The truth will cause you to lose jobs, start wars, and relationships, all of that. That's a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, I think that it can start all these things, but it can also end and strengthen everything, but people don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
You say some people get offended. See, you talk to tell the truth, but you never taught how to handle accepting the truth, especially if you know it's true.
It is. And then what is
another,
truth for more part? And you know that phrase, you heard that phrase, the truth will set you free.
Oh, yeah. Truth will get you killed, too.
Hell yeah, it will.
What kind of free you trying to be?
Yeah, because it's many levels to the free. And a lot of us, you know, have been disillusioned about what freedom is. Speaking of being disillusioned by what freedom is, that brings us why we're here tonight, man. We're going to get straight on into it, Six. What you think?
All right, let's do it.
Fuck it. 400 years of slave family. That's what we're titling this tonight, man. We walking in that light. I feel like walking in that spirit, man. Let's stir some shit up right quick because, you know, if all well and said, here we are. What is this, January the 18th? Right?
Yep.
January 18th, 2018. Ain't that some shit? August the 20th. August the 20th, 2019 will mark the 400 years that black people or non-white people would have been, you know, held in slavery and, you know, under black oppression, on the white supremacy here in North America, or in Babylon, if you will, as the scripture reads.
In 65. Four hundred years is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in
1619 was when the first slaves their foot on in the beaches of the shores of Virginia, man.
Oh yeah.
First slave slept foot off the shore on the shore in 1619. It'd be 400 years. And y'all already know, you know, the prophecies that all always been. We always heard the words or the phrases always uttered from a lot of the greats. You know, like, you know, the great Malcolm X. Peace be upon the brother, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Peace be upon the brother. And, of course, our powerful minister, Louis Farrakhan. We've heard this spoken by Denmark Vesey, Noble Drew Ali. You know, these words, they always use the phrase, being held bondage for 400 years. Held captive for 400 years, or in that name. Now, obviously, back in them times, and this was even, you know, it's said to be, and, you know, we always say a lot that us black people are the chosen people, are the seed of Abraham, as it, because, you know, it's written in the scripture, you know, Abraham was told, you know, his seed would be taken to a land that wasn't theirs. And, you know, they'll be held captive, you know, and forced to, you know, serve, be made slaves, you know what I mean? And they'll be held for 400 years. And, you know, that was always thought that the formal, you know, turned into formal, you know, Israel that was formed in 1948 was the land of Israel, but it actually really wasn't true Israel. Because, you know what I'm saying, that was made up, man-made land.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't understand, you know, it be broken translation with the scriptures a lot. Because, you know, Jesus actually said, you know, the kingdom is stretched. This is all, you know, Israel, not just one land. You know what I'm saying? Jesus, you know, that was his purpose of entering the earth to break that covenant. That all of this is, you know, the land. Israel has meaning. God's, you know, land. You know what I mean? And so that's bringing us over here, you know, where we at, because only in history has that happened to, you know, black people. The original Israelite slaves, they were never taken anywhere. They were held in their own land when they left Egypt. You know what I mean? So they, you know, and that only happened over a period of 250 years. You know what I'm saying? That whole ordeal. So that couldn't be those people that was prophesied about. But, you know, here we are. You know, the black people, you know, was brought from Africa. That people was brought from Egypt, which people have to understand, even though Egypt here in this modern time, Egypt here in this modern time is the name of one country in the continent of Africa. But people don't really understand that the entire continent of Africa at once was named Egypt. So that's taking us there. That these people was taken from Egypt to a land that's not theirs, which was in the scripture. You know, because it wasn't our father's land, which is what it said. Because obviously we were stripped of our religion, stripped of our culture, stripped of our name, mothers separated from their children. You know, fathers separated from wives, you know, that happened to us. And look at the timeline, family. You can do the math. It ain't like nothing's changed. It only been slavery. It's only been progress. No freedom, you know, we was never given freedom. Freedom when you have the ability to control, you know, your own destiny, your own fate, when you're controlling the institutions that it takes to make a community, like banking, education, religion, you know, the politics, agriculture, all of the basic essentials of making a community. That's when you have the freedom to do that. But unfortunately, black people, even since the so-called Emancipation Proclamation Act, which had nothing to do with freeing slaves, that was all about because America was entering into an industrialization period. So all the skills in this country at the time, you got to remember, since America in itself is only, what, 200 plus years old, 260-something years old, when was it established? 76? Declaration of Independence? So 1776.
Yeah.
Right? 1776 to 2018. America is only this, you know, this modern America is only 200 plus years old. You were slaves here in this country before America in itself was even free. So everybody that had something to do with you coming up, even the motherfucker, freedom is giving you land and you know, setting you off to be a culture for your people. They even gave the peasant ass Irishmen, you know, the quote-unquote niggas to them, they got land and shit over here in the West before they gave it to us. That's how the Irish came over here. Keep it real. That's why I have an Irish last name, meaning they motherfuckers came over here and bought my great-great-great-grand-grandfather. Here I go, a few hundred years later or whatever, a few tens of years later.
Oh, my God. You just made me think something. I might be Irish, too.
That's real shit. I mean, you might not be average, but you know how that shit go. You are who your owner was. That's how the shit went. You took the name of the cracker that owns your granddaddy. That's the slave. That's the name you got. So that motherfucker, when he got to meet with somebody, they had the same last name. That's why your name. See, we Africans, man. You know what I'm saying? We are from a culture. We have names that mean things. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't about whatever you think about old African hieroglyph. That's how smart and intelligent the black, you know, the melanoid brain is. The pineal gland in our African ancestor people is just phenomenal, family. We were so smart and educated before language, there were words that, you know, we cry and letters came about. You know, we communicated. The communication was the pictures. You know, like you see in the pictures of the Egyptian tombs and pyramids inside the hieroglyphic writings on the wall. Those pictures mean something. That's how the artists, they illustrated things. And they knew how to understand and read it. We can't, you know, obviously a lot of us, even as advanced as we are, a lot of us can't understand it. But, you know, those are illustrations, and that's what a lot of the things were. So we were named after things that mean something. It just took on a meaning, because given a life, birth, there's an art to mating, you know, and as a lot of us don't even know that even that science originated from us. We've been stripped away from that. That's why we out here fucking in and everything. That's why them crackers don't. You know what I'm saying? They had to get it from themselves, because white people themselves are only 2,000 years old. 6,000 years old, I'm sorry. But that's another show. We'll get to that on another one. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, see, jump in there right quick.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot to be said. I mean, this is gonna span like who's the roll down. Because right now, as you're talking, I'm sorry, I've been quiet for a minute. I literally have a ton just standing in different avenues, man. I mean, everything from the start of until now.
Yeah. I mean, look, okay, now look, hold on. Let me dig deeper in it then. Let me fuck you up some more. Let me dig in your head a little more then. See, if you think about it, man, like, now look, now, in the scriptures, you know, okay, this is said, right? And the latter days, the coming of the Son of Man, or the end of this world as we know it, you know, the signs wouldn't happen until the latter days. Meaning, the latter days will be after the 400-year period, once the 400 years have happened. Now, yeah. We've already, you know, just established that, you know, we already say, you know, August the 20th was, you know, the first day that, you know, slavery, you know, began in 1619. That'll be 400 years next year, a year away. 1 year and 2 days, or 367 days. You know, it'll be 400 years. So y'all count down with me. We count down here at the Vine, but 367 days, y'all. But, I'm just wondering, like now, you know, I started thinking about it, you know, as I was, you know, trying to prep for the topic. Even if all of this is, if this is fact right now, it's coming out of the Bible, which I've already stated. So let me tell y'all something, listeners. You can't fact check me up here, Divine Verdict, because let me clear this point up right here. Now, I already established that we know that the Bible in itself has been tampered with. Of course, we know that. But there is truth in it, because it came from a real source. I idealistically, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I don't myself succumb to any religion, you know, because I myself, you know, I do find a little convicting things, you know, in both. I have some little questions about, you know, the major religion, Christianity, you know, and Islam. And there are things that I do respect, honor and appreciate and try to follow the orders of, you know, both said religions, if you will. I'm really say Islam more so because, you know, as I'm going to more understand it, it kind of wraps Christianity up into one, but a lot of people get to have their conception that Islam came from Christianity, but that's actually, you know, not correct. You know, either way, I started wondering, like, well, man, even if it's not true, right? Even if it, let's just throw the religion away for a minute. Even if you look at, like, just what's going on, you know, just looking at the world realistic, it sure is moving in a direction that there is something about to happen, or a power that's controlling this world. Even if you don't call it the devil or the white man, the evil white man, devil, or all that, you don't look at it like that. Even if you just look at it, you can't deny the fact that white man rules the world and white supremacy is a controlling factor in the world. I don't care what religion you are. Would you agree with that, Sid?
Yeah,
I mean, you can't deny that. White supremacy runs the world. And nobody can deny facts of history that slavery did happen, that these things did take place these 100 years ago. Would you deny that? Say that's a fact.
I would say that's fact.
Right. Now, throwing it out, just forgetting that we even know anything about religion, period, that we never got anything of that, and it's just been going the direction been going. Well, I guess that's kind of hard to say because religion has been a major tool on guiding the way things are going. So I can't really use that analogy like that. So I'm going to say, like, looking at it, like, okay. I look at it, I say it like this. What if, like, just looking at it like, you know, saying religion is wrong. There seems to be a real, I guess you can say, rush in the order, a certain agenda that's been pushed over a period of time. And there's been a prevention for the rise and, you know what I mean, for a full, complete freedom and wealth for black and non-white people in America. That there is not, if it's not religion, it has to be something critical that they know. You see what I'm saying? Or something that's been prepared for. Because even science, you know, scientifically, you know, looking at it scientifically, we can say, hey, black race is, we always say, you know, black is more a dominant gene than a white gene, you know, more dominant than recessive than the white gene.
Okay, I'm following. No, I said I'm following. Go ahead.
Yeah, so even if we say that, like, you know, so even saying that, like, if I know that, like, my DNA, my blood vessel is weak. You know what I'm saying? It's not as strong as I can't produce a stronger specimen or offspring, if you will, than this non-white motherfucker right here, especially the black one, the darker one. You see what I'm saying? So to say that, to maybe increase my nation, my culture, my race of people, I would want to make them inferior and stop their production, right? Because look at my DNA structure. White people, they get skin cancer faster. You know what I mean? They, you know, for right. You know what I mean? They just, you know, they are, and it's no disrespect to nobody, but, you know, they are kind of a more sickly people, not as fast. They don't run as fast. Don't jump as high. You know what I mean? It's just, I mean, look at the sports, fam. I'm not being disrespectful or offensive or anything. I'm just, we talking realistic over here. You know what I'm saying? If I ain't very, you know, even though there's some that, but theoretically, scientifically speaking, you know, the black gene is more dominant than the white. So if I know that, I would try to make mine more superior. You know what I mean? Especially if I rule the world. If white supremacy rules the world, and I know this scientifically, So, where would that order come from? You know what I mean? So I know even if it's like, and then we get this religion, that's why I say, man, and then the timing of this, you know? And then if you look at, like, the past, you know, few years just prepping us, you know, if you look at the decades, every 10 years, we've just been hit with us since the beginning. And, you know, they came up here with the fear of running after knowing the truth. You know what I'm saying? Not even knowing that all they was doing is just fulfilling the prophecy. They was trying to run, getting away from they thought they was getting away from they wicked nations and all of that. They thought they was getting away from their wicked nation, to create a better world or a world free, but that was never it. They came over here to make us slaves. You know what I'm saying? To make, you know, black people inferior, to make themselves, you know, more superior than us. You know what I mean? Make themselves slaves to be gods here on earth, so to speak. But it was all prophesied. They was given that will to do that by the high power. So his might and his truth can be felt, and you know he can be manifested. We about to see the power. This power shift in a minute. So going back, look at it. Think about it, right? Slavery. When they did slavery, right? The key dollar print. They gave what it was, the 50s, 60s, civil rights era, and all of that shit. They had to give it. It was civil rights, economically, right? Instead of slavery doing it like that, like we'll make money off of you. We'll just keep you in poverty. Keep you enslaved up, you know what I'm saying? Make you work, and you know what I mean? Just keep serving up, make you slaves another way instead of physically. You know what I'm saying? Now it turns into classism. Classism is pretty much the new slavery and racism, and that's how they're working it now.
I think it's always been worked like that for a long time, because once you attack the mind, The 400 years, okay, that's 400 years of physical and mental. Okay, if you take a person can smoke cigarettes for a week and they just got addicted to something. So how long does it take to become unaddicted to something? Just because 400 years, okay, the 400 year mark is up. What happens next? Because even though, granted, okay, yeah, 400 years of slavery, granted, prophesied what happens next, because still you have a lot of people that haven't woke up that are still asleep, but at the same time, how do you reverse that mind control of 400 years? Yeah. It's not going to happen overnight. So
let's see.
I got to kind of wonder, what does that really mean? It's in the scriptures. See it, but what
see the thing is, now what's in the scripture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's saying, like, you know, now a lot of us ain't gonna make it. You know,
everybody can't go.
A lot of us ain't gonna make it because see the thing is, now what's been happening in this quote unquote, I guess you can say, bullshit free period that we done been in. You know, see, a lot of us done succumbed to that system, man. There's been a lot of learned evil behavior. Everything about you. What I want y'all to understand, family. What y'all really have to realize. Before this man came into existence, a lot of this evil shit, this culture as well, like homosexuality, no offense to the LGBTQ, EFG, no offense to y'all, but I just got to speak the truth. Ever since that man's creation and existence, homosexuality, you know, was taught to us. We didn't know how to, we didn't cheat on that, disrespect our women before we came over here. We didn't know nothing about no pimping. You know what I'm saying? We went into the drugs and the liquor and alcohol and all of that, man. Wasn't nobody doing no gambling and none of that. They were all this shit is learned behavior, man. Now, the reason everybody ain't going to get to go in the end when it's time to rectify this thing and turn it over, because see, so many of us going to be caught up in the system. We're going to be in love with the world. We're going to love Babylon. That's what the scripture says. Mm-hmm. And what they mean by we're going to be in love with the world, meaning we're going to be in love with the ways of the world. You know what I mean? And when the Almighty returns, say he's supposed to stand and crush the mountains, the two major mountains. And what those two mountains are, those two mountains represent religion, Christianity, and Islam. You know, supposed to crush those religions. You know, when the truth does out. That's why I said, man, like, and everybody remixes these scriptures a lot. But we had the mark of it, and you think about it, man. It done been, look at how the power structure done shifted this shit over the last year. Like, they really getting ready for something. Think about it, man.
Yeah.
Now you had the, you run. You had your 60s era. Then you got your 70s with the cocaine era. Try to take niggas out with that shit, right? 70s was also, they gave y'all cocaine and they gave y'all chemicals and shit in the food. That's when they introduced a lot of the TV dinners and your hot pockets and all your shit out the microwaves and all your frozen vegetables in the bag. That's when a lot of that shit hit in the 70s along with the cocaine. You feel me? That's when a lot of your pharmaceutical companies and laws, you know, got passed that they can just do this kind of shit, experiment on you in your neighborhood and go, and it went untested. You never wonder why all those little, them Cub food at the time, your Ingles, and you know what I mean? Those, you know, those bullshit markets were popping up and all the Whole Foods were starting to disappear and move out to the suburbs, the white neighborhood, where the real fruits and vegetables was at. But yeah, that's that. And it's still like that today. That's why it's a Walmart inside every fucking, you know, black subjugated neighborhood. And then you get out there, you know, everybody shop at the Whole Foods joint. Out in the suburbs and in the Jewish neighborhoods and shit. You know, where they get their fresh produce and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fact. But then, you know, that was
the
60s
and
70s.
People going to the farmer's market anymore.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? That's what I mean, man. And then, like, that was in the 80s. In the 80s, what they do, they gave you that's when they hit us with the crack. And then, because the idea, you know, fellas, you got to understand, you're the head. So I take you down, your women have to depend on us. Because, see, like, as I always say, I always done said, damn near every show on the Vain Verdict, fellas, the black woman is heaven to a man. There's no heaven on earth except through a black man. Because every change, the feel through change, the feel through your change is in between that woman's legs, is in her bosom. You understand what I'm saying? That means for every kind of change, every hero, every leader had a mama. Watch this. Even Adolf Hitler had a goddamn mama. He came out of a vagina just like you is. You feel what I'm saying? And your enemy knows that. So the point is, if I can just keep destroying that man, that black man, get him on drugs, get him in gangs, get him in jail, turn him gay, or just straight out kill him, his woman will depend on me. Let's make him inferior, make her superior. Let's make him feminine and make her emasculated. Let's get him high and let's bring her down low. You understand what I'm saying? We get him on drugs, and put her in the strip club. Put her in the videos. You don't want to see no black woman isn't beautiful and sexy to you fellas, right or wrong, unless you can see what she working with. Think about your IG models, man. I go all over the place with this. But I'm going to stay right there. But that's what they did for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gave
you that. That's what I said. You get the physical.
You feel what I'm saying? So they did that to turn the black woman low, and that's where they hit us with welfare. I think what, 81, 82, or Section 8 and all of that shit. Food stamps, you know what I'm saying? But look who they gave them to, the women. One of the stipulations on it, on the, all the applications. You can't have no man staying with you.
Can't have no men, yep.
That shit's fucking crazy. Why is that? That's by design, fella. And you can't get no job. Why? You don't have no man staying with you because you ain't no more the criminal anyway. Because one thing about that, you remember that your boy did? Lincoln done did where they ended slavery. And they say slavery was abolished unless you commit a crime in the United States. Slavery is abolished unless you commit a crime in the United States. The odds of a black man going to jail, what's the odds of a black man going to jail in this country? So the minute you do that, the minute you succumb to that statistic and take your ass to jail, you are now again a slave to the United States Constitution. That's why you go. That's why you always get to go to court and raise your right hand and who you get to represent. That's why the papers say where they say, "I hereby declare." Where the hell you declare? I'm here to who I am. You feel what I'm saying? You trying to be represented because you're not a person. You know what I'm saying? You have to represent yourself to represent yourself.
Exactly.
You need a lawyer to represent you to represent you. That shit's crazy as hell, man. But it's America the beautiful. But let's keep going. So that wasn't enough for you, right? After they gave you the crack cocaine, cooked up the they cooked up the coke, and you know what I'm saying, then gave you the crack in the 80s, and then gave you women welfare, fellas, and took all the jobs. Well, they said, hold on, they go back. They did that in the 60s and 70s. Started closing down all the factories and shit. Then they got all the men high on coke and all that shit. The women high, turned all the men into pimps and hoes, and the women into hoes and shit in the 70s, it did. And then the rest of it, they cooked the coke on up, turned it into crack, so there's some new shit out. That shit was super fast, and it worked. CIA did that shit. Talk to Rick Ross about it. He'll tell you all about it. Y'all don't see it. Look up the story of the real Freeway Rick Ross. Not the rapping, nigga. That's a clown. That's what they did for you in the 80s, though. Now, in the 90s, that's when they gave you the mass incarceration. The good old first black president, Bill Clinton, did that for you. Signed the three strikes bill. They got all y'all niggas fucked up now. That's the reason why. And that's Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are the reason why it's all these, no offense, fella, but all these little Uzi Vert dressing, Migo dressing, tight pant wearing niggas out here around. You feel what I'm saying? So they increased that mass incarceration, and a lot of these niggas started going to jail, getting exposed to a lot of homosexuality and a lot of feminine nature, and bringing that shit back home and bringing it around the kids, because see, you were the only male influence they ever knew. So you come home, they seeing you, thinking you been to jail. You still acting hard, but you feminine as a motherfucker. It's a hard nigga with his pants sagging. They don't know you gay as hell, but they confused as fuck, thinking it's cool. Now that shit become trendy. Everybody think that's the new wave. You know what I'm saying? And that leads you to the 90s. Now let's dumb these motherfuckers on out, the early 2000s. That's when they killed school for you. You remember all that No Child Left Behind Act? Now we're going to really dumb the kids. Now we got them fucked up all on the drugs and all that shit. Now let's really dumb their ass out. We ain't going to teach them nothing, especially in the black community. Let's not teach them shit. Let's just give them all this dumb information. Give them, they're going to take health PE for 4 years and shit. No shit that matter, like farming and how to do taxes and all of that shit.
You technology, automotive.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You take you learn about all these crackers, man. You learn about all these Eurocentric motherfuckers. Bill Clinton in the history book for some reason. Hey, I know why you should be in that motherfucker. The caption just ain't right. They should let me write the nigga narrative. But it's all good. So they dumped y'all ass out in the 2000s, man. Early 2000s. And they figured some more shit out. Hey, man, you know what? We found some more shit out over here on a drug tip. We can combine the two. The influence of the music. We can combine the TV, the fashion, all of that shit. And we can combine the influence on the drug. They start doctoring up the drugs, y'all. They hit the weed first. See, a lot of us don't know that. Well, the potency and all of that shit was a little weaker. Then the weed got stronger, then the price got cheaper. Ain't that about a bitch? You know what I'm saying? They start putting all the chemicals in it, like Depotrin and all of that shit that's in the weed. That's, you know, if y'all know, y'all know what Depotrin is, I'll shorten it up for you. How about Depo? You got a baby mama? That's what Depo is. Exactly. That's the same Depo I'm talking about, fellas, that they give you women.
I'm familiar.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And that shit, and that is a a feminine hormone. It has to have feminine hormone in that chemical in order to make the woman react to it. That's how it works. So if that's in the weed, that's giving a feminine hormone to a woman. It gives a feminine hormone to a man if he's smoking it. That's in the weed, and they smoking and taking it in that way, inhaling instead of through the blood. It gives a masculated hormone to the woman. That's why you get so many studs out of this motherfucker. That's why faggots get so open. Watch this. We live here, especially in the Atlanta, especially in the city of Atlanta. Why? Why would you experiment right here in your own backyard? What you mean by your own backyard, pimp? Because that's where the CDC at, right here in Atlanta, y'all.
Yep.
Not too far from the bluff. One highway away. We 3 exits away from the CDC to the bluff over here. Where the first $5 when the $5 sex of the loud hit. Yeah, man. Murder 2000, y'all. And where they gay, man. Increase the gang culture. Let's turn them gay and watch them kill each other. While we can slowly try to finish this shit. And now they trying to rush this waste walk because they know their clock is ticking, man. They know their clock is ticking. Can't run from judgment, y'all. Look how fast it's moving. Come on, y'all. Donald Trump. You telling me that ain't for no reason? Here's what I'm saying. Like, I love it. The reason I love the fact that Donald Trump, the president, of course I didn't vote for him. For one, fuck voting in the first place. And I wouldn't see myself going to click no button and say, this is the kind of motherfucker I want to represent me. Nah, I'm not doing that shit, period. You know what I'm saying? The reason I'm glad he is the president, though, because I'm tired of the wool being pulled over your eyes. You know what I mean? I'm glad that, you know, this shit going the way it's going, because he's going to push the envelope and send this shit in the rocket ship straight to hell.
Yeah,
I'm ready for
the envelope.
You know what I mean? I'm ready for the reset button to be hit, man. Anybody know in religion, in science, and in nature, in life, all good energy gets transferred, family. Bad energy dies. Good energy don't die. It just gets transferred into another state. But I don't feel like this spirit that I got, they can wrap this bitch on up, because I feel like I might get the chance to come back and see what else on the other side. You know what I mean? I don't feel like I'm succumbing to this world. I got a few things, but these are easy wrinkles I can iron out, man. You know, a lot of shit, they say one sin ain't worse than the next. If you do this, you know how people say if you do this, you can't talk about this person. You feel what I'm saying? I can't always say that that's exactly true, because, you know what I mean? A lot of the thing, even though I understand what they mean by that, a lot of the shit I do, it don't upset the nature of when we was created. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I might. But if I do hit a blunt, even if I do hit a blunt, right? That ain't stopping no goddamn child from being born. While you out here having sex with the same sex. You did what I'm saying? Ain't that what it's about being fruitful? But yeah, that's true. You know what I'm saying? But it's about being fruitful and multiplying, man. That's what we're supposed to have been doing. See, we done fucked this up, man. We ain't producing good fruit, y'all. We done really fucked this up, see?
Yeah. The tree, hey. Ooh, tree been shaking.
Yeah, man, it'll be 400 of them.
What? Yeah, the ones still holding on is very few. Man, the structure is, the structure is just messed up all the way around. Okay, how you look at it, it's been messed up. Started out good. Somewhere along the line. That's like how you were just saying a minute ago, okay, check this out. The law was designed, you just said something about the law that I was like, well, that's interesting, you know, you think about it, you sit back. The law is designed to keep people in check.
Yeah.
So, okay, granted, if you, you know, if you ever got a ticket, you're a criminal.
Exactly.
It doesn't say you got to do anything violent or bad, because when you say the word criminal, I mean, it brings up, you start thinking about, well, I ain't never did nothing criminal, but in the law, it states that if you ever break the law, no matter what the law is, and you get a fine or a ticket, guess what? You're a criminal because you now have a criminal record. Check this out, because I find this funny, too. How are you going to break the law and enforce the law?
That is the shit roll, man.
Think about it. Yeah, it is. I mean, and this been going on, do you think about, like, what the law of the land. So, prime example. You tell me I can't jaywalk. I'm in the middle of the street, but you come out to get me in the middle of the street. Then you just break the law to catch me breaking the law. So if we go into jail, shouldn't we both go to jail? How the hell are you going to catch me speeding out doing a $140? You doing a $160 to catch up with me. So now you speeding.
Yeah.
But I'm the one going to jail. Hell, they tell you, look, you can't come in the house. If you come in the house or you're eating in it, okay, it's just the do's and the don'ts. Don't make sense. Some things do, that's
yeah.
Hey, common sense is a mark. Common sense is something else. And that unbating that back to building pyramids and just common sense and the law.
Now, see, look. Exactly.
People telling you what you can
now,
and what you can't do. Simply
now,
put.
Watch this, right? It's so much shit, man. Like, it's... Family, look, you can't expect the motherfucker that didn't treat you right to teach you right, y'all. And it's so much blatant shit in our face, man. How can y'all, we sit here, explain a pyramid to me? How old the pyramid? Because how old are the pyramids, man?
You know how they vary. They vary.
Yeah, but
them
motherfuckers. No, go ahead.
You got a place? Give me a place.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean, like, in general, like, okay, the youngest one. How old is the youngest, said built pyramid?
Is it Mexico? Or like South America? I think it might be South America.
Nah, they ain't no pyramid.
I'm thinking. You talking about pyramids, cause like the Mayans built pyramids 3,000
yeah.
years ago.
You're right.
That was 3,000 years ago, though.
You're right. Wait a minute, the Mayans? That was 3,000 years ago.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, if Jesus was 2,000 years ago, right?
Who?
Jesus. So said to be 2,018 years ago.
Or is
that Jesus in the Bible?
Oh. You said Jesus built the pyramid? I'm lost.
No. I'm saying Jesus, the story of Jesus is said to be 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
But it was 2,000 years before that when Adam and Eve was here. Or was it? Yeah. See what I'm saying? This shit don't make sense.
You know what my grandfather always told me? He said, no matter what in life, it can always depend on this.
Again. I'm just going on with what they saying in the Bible, bro. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I say a lot of it get contradictory at a point. You feel what I'm saying? But see, that's where the dilemma lies. Why is there now a such evil? Okay, it's so easy for me to like debunk I can call out 100 things in the Bible that, you know, historically don't even really make sense. You know what I mean? Because even if you take the story of the Bible away and say that was never a Bible, there's no geographical fact or place that nothing in the Bible ever existed.
Are there any other people
ever existed? There's no writings, none of that. But they have some original things, texts and documents, dinosaur bones and shit, pyramids from 20, 30,000 years ago. You see what I'm saying?
There's a lot of stuff.
Let's look at it. Okay, why this? Watch this. One of the disciples was a doctor. One of them was a tax collector. These guys had, did he come there with no medicine or no formulas or nothing he did anywhere? Nobody has any writings? How about the tax collector? Any numbers or anything he came up with? Anything he crunched?
I think that's pretty much like how people figure stuff out. Now, I mean, you know what? I got to say it, common sense is the best sense. I think before we had computers and the cell phones and all of this, back when it was just back, let's date back to
yeah. I don't know, family. Should be sitting, have to think about this shit sometimes, y'all. You know? And I try to be clear. I'll be clear again. You know, you're just questions, y'all. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is 400 years ago, you know, we stepped foot on this great country. Now, if this religion ain't real, like, what they running from? You know what I'm saying? Like, that truth is there. If that truth is, you know what I'm saying, is out there, we need to look at it, y'all. And we're going to come back and touch bases on it because there's obviously another part that I want to go into. I just really want to set the stage for it, really open y'all up tonight. There's another level of this. I'm gonna tell. We gonna go into. Go ahead.
I just want to say this because at this point I'm a little frustrated and upset because I know the callers don't know it, but I want to thank the people that's like the information that's going out there now that nobody really wants you to hear. I've been shut down 7 times since we've been on the show.
Tonight, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Tonight, every time I get ready to say something or queue
that's
up something on my laptop or my tablet, I get shut down.
That's a fact. I know they probably don't block my ass on Facebook and shit, all that shit. I'm probably bald for 30 days, but it's all good. I told you, we stirring it up this year, family.
Okay. And this is crazy because I know people out there probably, like, listening. Like, well, what's going on? Kind of being fucked with a little bit. I had to say that because I got aggravated. I'm like, come on now, what the hell are y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
Everything fine 1 minute, then the next minute. Hey, the truth is a powerful thing.
Yeah, it is.
But, hey, it must be heard.
You want to talk about this? Oh, yeah. No, so I just, I know I'm not ranting. I just got a little frustrated with that because there's nothing that I know that I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
All right. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
367 days, y'all.
It's a long time.
367 days is a long time, y'all. But it's 367 days. I can't wait. We're going to see how much we can accomplish in this year. Y'all ready? You got your boots on? You got your crops all ready down? Ammo stocked up? You got your dry goods all ready put together?
Hey, yeah, I think the best thing has been said that everybody can't go. I think it's a beautiful thing that nobody knows who's going.
Yeah.
If that were the case, we'll have all kind of there'll be all kind of things going on. So I'm comfortable with the fact that I know that everybody can't go and nobody know who exactly is going.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say the reset button was pressed at the end of the four. Hell, still, even with that being said, a lot of us still not going.
Mm-hmm.
Find comfort in saying that, hey, I'm trying to do the best I can right now with what I got to work with.
That's a fact, bro. And that's all we can do, y'all. That's all anybody can do. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, that's why I say, you know, you make the best of what you have and cherish it, and, you know. Cherish the one that look like you, but family, then, you know, raise your kids the right way, man. So they can have the same attitudes and, you know, and love and cherish life. And not take their life for granted and not damage their bodies and, you know, by putting all kind of, you know, drugs and chemicals and bad food and all that kind of stuff in your bodies, man. Because your body is the temple. They say the church is the temple, right? And they mean your body. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's Jesus the head, family. You the head. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They just as God is the head of the world. You the head. God the head of the church, and the church is your body. That means, and you got to have Jesus as the head. That means you got to have a God-like mindset. That's all that means, fam.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, when he comes, you don't want to have the mark of the beast. You know what I'm saying? They say the mark of the beast will be on their forehead and on their hand. A lot of people think that's the 666 symbol that's going to be stitched in people's forehead and on their in the palm and the star David in the palm of their hand. It's not what that scripture. That's not what that scripture actually means. In the text that the Bible actually, well, Shakespeare and all those guys got that from, the context from, it actually meant don't have the mark of the beast in their head and their forehead. That only simply means don't be caught up in the way of the world by the way you think. And by your actions, the work of your hands, by the things you're doing. That's what it means by the mark of the beast. You know what I mean? Be clear and God-like and try your best to be holy in all your thoughts. Keep your thoughts pure. Keep your actions great, man. You know what I mean? Do for others. That's what it means.
I think a lot of people get wrapped up in the idea of to be God-like is to be God.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly. Because people, we want symbolism. We want things, you know, we get caught up on, and that's what y'all got to understand the world is about. You know what I'm saying? It's symbolism. It's not, that's looking at something outer and trying to connect with the inner. But the true you is supposed to be looking from the inside and making the world work according to you. And that's a disconnect that we got. I mean, you're so right, bro.
It's a beautiful thing. Either way it goes, it's still a beautiful thing because no matter what's being said or what's being done, you're going to have those that disagree. You're going to have those that agree. That's
a fact.
That's going to always be there. Fine. Perfect. That's how I think that's more or less how we get ahead. Somebody
that's
has
true.
To disagree with what you're saying to come to a conclusion that when we both can agree on something, hey, look, there it is right there. And it only took
yeah.
both of us to think about it, you know, because if one person's coming up with all this stuff by themselves and nobody's saying, hey, look, you're wrong, what the hell is that?
Exactly.
Control. Oof.
Yep.
It's a lot. It's a lot like telling your kids, hey, look, don't do this. Yeah. You're going to get all the back talking out of it until they come to the conclusion because you had to come to the conclusion that, hey, look, this is wrong. I told you for a reason. I walked down that path.
Yeah. That's it.
Sometimes you got to find out for yourself. And I think that's a lot. I mean, that's what's going on right now. People got to find out for themselves. And you can talk to people till they're blue in the face, until they're ready to listen and receive what you got to say. Hey, look, you can even have an argument about it. But at the end of the day, a person gives you something to think about. That's why it's two. Takes two to argue, takes two to fight. Hey, you got a jury of your peers, which is more than two. You need somebody. That you need somebody, I'm referring to a very long, 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 long time ago. That somebody was needed. And I'm going to let everybody figure that out. That somebody was needed to create the place where we live at now. And I'm not talking about Georgia. I'm talking about the United States. This thing had to be built up.
Yeah.
Somebody needed somebody.
That.
Or should I say somebody had to go get somebody?
Yeah.
However you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I see everything is working fine now. I mean, everything is coming through well. There it is.
He really throwing some interference up for a second, man.
Yeah, I know. We're like, wow. Yeah. But everything is working fine now.
And I was trying. I'm glad I was, you know, in front of the board at the second, like, you know what I'm saying, looking at it while I was able to catch it. But I'm like, what the fuck? Well, I'm glad
yeah.
I was moving around at the time. But, see, that spirit, man, I'm telling you.
Hey, it's funny, you know what? Sitting in the same spot, having moved, only to reach over and grab my Coke. Sorry, let me rephrase that, because we've been talking about a lot tonight, Coca-Cola. Yeah. And, hey, look, just not moving and all of this stuff just start randomly happening. Come on, man. May have been born that night. Damn sure went last night. So, that's something else. We're moving there. I urge everybody to go take a trip to see the pyramids.
And the reason why, another reason why I wanted to do this now, 367 days left, y'all. They give us an American calendar year. You know? To try to get this shit together, man, and get ready, old Oak, because this next year, mark my words, family, this next year is going to be real.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Come on, man.
We just
next year. Next year it's gonna be real.
I still need to say this. I know I probably said it before, but why, though? You don't need the fancy new car. It's going to get repoed in a couple of months. You don't need to go take a trip.
No.
And then come back and then got to pay rent or be behind on rent or your lights cut off. Granted, I hear a lot talking. I'm not going to veer too far off subject, but please be smart with what you got going on, no matter what it is. Whether it's your relationship, your finances, whatever, be smart about it. Because all of this, you don't have to go to school to learn common sense. Hey, you got a 30-day rotation with everything. A 30-day rotation.
You know what I want to do?
What's that?
In light of, obviously, while what we talking about tonight, I want to end it with, I want to close it out, you know, with a little bit of message to the black man, Honorable Elijah Muhammad. A little bit of that, something to touch up, put on top of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Say, in unity we can accomplish much. Think of the 20 million, think of the 50 million of your and my kind putting $1 a year aside for ourselves in a national treasury toward the day of want. Suppose we laid aside $1 every month against the day of want. Look at the millions that we could build up for ourselves within a few years. Suppose all of you who are wealthy would spend your wealth to build up a better and more economic system among your own people. It would do much aid to our people. Do not put your wealth into taverns and gambling houses or race horses and other sports. Then you would not be so easy to push over when the day of want arrives. There's no need for us, millions throughout the country, spending our money for the joy and happiness of others. As a result, as soon as they throw us out of a job, we are back at their door begging for bread and soup. How many clothing shops do we operate in the country? Very few. Yet all of us wear clothes. Who made our clothes for us? Who sold them to us? We have thousands of grocery stores, but what about our naked bodies? Should we not have more stores to sell our people clothes? Should we not sell our people everything they want or need? But no, we give all our money out of our pockets to the slave master. We are satisfied in doing so. There are millions of us. We do not have enough factories to weave clothes for our people here in America. Think over that. Where is our shoe factory? Where are our cattle that we are skinning to make shoes for our people? These are small things where we want equality with the nation that is doing these things. We boast that we should be recognized as equals. Let us make ourselves equal. We cannot be equal with the master until we own what the master owns. We cannot be equal with the master until we have the freedom the master enjoys. We cannot be equal with the master until we have the education the master has. Then we can say, master, recognize us as your equal. Today you are begging the master, the slave master children, for what? You're begging them for a job. Begging them to complete recognition as equals. Let us be honest with ourselves. According to history, we cannot find where the master made himself equal to the slave, made himself worthy of equality. Today is the day of decision, family. We lived here more than 400 years. That you know according to prophecy. It is prediction of our stay among these people. The time has expired. The time is up. The decision is being made for your departure and mine. It is most important to God Almighty, whose proper name is Allah, that I speak to you according to the time that we are living in now. Today you are standing face to face with the alternative of accepting your own or forever being erased from the earth as a people. No one is trying to make you see the importance but your own. Why do you not see? You are blindly looking toward the slave master to tell you this. How can the master tell the slave, look, slave, the day has arrived. You should sit in the seat of authority. We cannot beg for jobs anymore. We cannot build a future on a job that was given to us by the slave master 400 years ago. The day has arrived, family. He has no more work for us to do here. He's not willing to tell us that. The time has arrived when deep within his own heart, he desires that you go out and find a job for yourself. He will forever be burdened. The burden will get greater and greater as long as he tries to carry you and me. It is time for separation of the two, black and white. Allah God is calling for separation, family. Why there ain't no contest. No contest. Why the most honorable Elijah Muhammad will ever be revered. One of the greatest teachers, greatest messengers God has ever sent to his people, especially in these divine times, family. One is much needed in these last days. Possibly 367 more. I don't know. I know it's been 400 years. I know it's been 400 years of slaves, Six. What you think?
They made a movie about it.
Fact.
Sure. Yeah. What was the name of that?
12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, that's a bitch.
Yeah, man. So what you think? What you think, Sid? What you think? So what you think we need to do as a people, you know, going forward, get in this 367 days we possibly have left for this 400-year anniversary?
And truthfully, there's two key factors, and I think everything would be all right. But like I said, we're behind on the times of getting there. And with these two key factors, which is to learn love, to love yourself and love the person next to you. Hey, that'll take you a long way. All right, that's a powerful thing right there. You got to know it. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. And hell, and sometimes I ain't saying you got to believe in everybody, but hell, believe in the person next to you. Because it does take two.
That's big,
whether
man.
Whether it be your partner or your wife, your girlfriend, however it goes. Have each other back. That's how you move forward. Things have been proven. Every step that was taken, that's why you get, oh, man, I made 5 steps forward, got pushed 10 back. Wonder why is that? Who you tried to step on? Trying to climb your way to the top. You left somebody behind. Don't do it.
Yeah. That's real shit, man. No, I think, going into this last 367, I think we just need to really do some soul searching, man. Find that connection with, you know, find a connection with the higher power, man. Connection with, you know, find a connection with yourself, man. find something to value, and, you know, really sit down and look at this thing, man. Look at what's going on, man, with the crazy opioid epidemic going around, and the pills, and, you know, the constant homosexuality agenda that's being pushed, the new resurgent racial divide that, you know, Donald Trump has really brought to the forefront, the divide, the so many rumors of wars that's going on in this world. We got to take all that into consideration, family, and really think, could we be really living in those latter days that's supposedly about to bring about, you know, coming of the Son of Man? Because it's been prophesied, and we in those days. All the signs are there. If the prophecy is real, everything is there, y'all. Scientifically, yeah. If it's supposed to happen, everything is there. We're going to see what happened in a minute, man. Other than that, it's been another rendition of the Vain Verb Podcast. Who that over there?
It's Six.
Man, I can't be nobody but that Bob Pimp Black family. Make sure y'all stand up us on everywhere. Make sure y'all please support the movement, man. We got a couple of things we're trying to do this year. Can't do it without y'all. This is your station. We need your help, need your feedback, and the topics you want us to get at and talk about. Make sure y'all follow us, comment, follow below, hit the Instagram up. Please support y'all. A dollar, you listening, you know what I mean? You throw a dollar up, y'all. It goes a long way, man. To GoFundMe.com/TheVainVerdict, unless you'd rather do it directly. You can go to PayPal.me, TheVainVerdict. Come see about the family, y'all. Other than that, peace and life, family. Court is adjourned.
One love.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vain Verdict is being brought to you by www.coatdripping.com. Long live everything, relaunching 2018. Streetwear and apparel and more, exclusive streetwear and apparel and more. That's www.coatdripping.com. We are culture. Atlanta Custom Apparel. You need vinyl sublimation, need screen print done, want to put your RIP homies on the t-shirt, go over Atlanta Custom Apparel, holla at my brother Daoud, 1130 Euclid Avenue, right in these little 5 points, open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 7, Friday, Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all, again, Atlanta Custom Apparel, right in little 5 points, at 1130 Euclid Avenue, EULCLID Avenue. Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Logo designs, flyer designs, brochures, book designs, editing, graphics. You like the graphics you've seen on the Vain Verdict YouTube channel? How about the graphics you've seen on the Instagram? You feeling that on the Facebook? All that's being brought to you by my brother Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Blue Seas Express and Catering, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10, Sunday, 12 to 5, 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314, Blue Seas Express and Catering. We're talking about doing for self. We're doing for self. Come visit your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Remember the teachings of the messenger Elijah Muhammad, as related in the Holy Quran. O men, eat the lawful and good things from what is in the earth, and follow not the footsteps of the devil. Man, you can follow me right down to your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Follow the Vain Verdict, Facebook.
at the Vain Verdict. Twitter at the Vain Verdict. Instagram the _ Vain _ Verdict. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 p.m. The Vain Verdict. blogtalkradio.com/TheVainVerdict. Peace and life, family.
The Vain Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say, hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vain Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-vain-verdict. Thank you for all the love and support.